beautiful work.
Yeah.
A plus. Perfect work.
Yay.
Hey Ross, you get a kiss for your good work too. Come on, with me. Get a kiss for your good work. And if, even if you did have an old substitute and it was hard to understand what you did, you did a good job.
Dad, can we go to the store tomorrow?
Tomorrow's going to be a day where you take it easy. Dad's going to have to.
Because
we're going to get ready for that birthday.
Yeah, that's why I want to go to the store.
Then we're going to eat back.
What?
She did that with us, so it's
okay. Doesn't count? Doesn't count?
This is good, yeah.
Two kisses?
Yeah.
One for the front. One for the back, okay?
Oh yeah, this is a good one.
Now you get good job on this.
I did.
Catch it.
But I pet it. No, don't. He forgot about it. Don't pet it. Don't laugh.
Okay.
He doesn't have a good memory for that stuff. Boy, Mark Ross, you should see this Mark guy. He gets everything right. Ross, come over here. Look at this.
It's star, just star, star.
It's just straight star.
Star, star.
Well,
Star, star, star.
Do you know Ross is doing very well in school too, except for independent work?
Yeah, but does he get as much
stars?
Excuse me!
Wait a second, yes he does. He does get stars. Come here, honey.
That's him.
Come here, honey. He gets a lot of stars.
I get numbers for my grades.
He does very well too. Yes, we do. You know what we have? We have both have stars. You're a star hero. You're a star hero too.
Mostly I am.
Both stars. No, you're both stars.
Well, I'm mostly.
You're a star.
Why, Mark? You think you're Daddy's lover?
Come on, Ross.
Ross, come here, honey. It's equal, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Okay? That means I love both of you because you both get stars, okay?
Beautiful, baby.
What? Okay. Here, Mark. Good boy. Perfect stars. Oh, I'm so happy you're doing so well at school. More stars. Can I kiss you? Another star. Mark, you get some extra kisses. Good hero, my hero. Alex, look on your back. And more stars.
I bet you already checked this.
Okay. And a cute little house with a walkway, right?
Yeah.
It's neat. You get a kiss for that, too, for good artwork. Cute. Oh, and beautiful stars. Practice writing T, T, and writing the rest.
Those are TTs.
T A T T. Yeah.
TTs.
Those are neat.
And those are.
Whatchamacallit. Z's, right?
Yeah, Z's.
Mm-hmm.
They're really, they're not Z's. They're which we'll call it Z's.
And here's yourself in a circus dance.
Yep. That's no Z's.
It's okay. You get good work for that, too. Okay, and this is the handout. I already read about that, and that's blank. I read about that. And this is A+. And that's A+. I'm going to give you a little extra.
You mean get money?
Shh, don't tell anybody. Well, not right now. I don't have it, but I'll give it to you later, okay? Yeah, go upstairs and get ready for bed. Yeah, no pennies. I need some dime or something. Okay, now go up and get ready for bed, okay? Oh, are you okay?
I think I'll take $2.
Okay.
Look, here's my
Calm down and really do some drinking of tea.
the big one.
Mark there.
Stop.
Here.
Stop.
Dear tape recorder, I'm going to tell you some things about my son, Spike McQuinney, and how he's been influenced by school. One thing, first of all, I don't know if you have an impression, but, well, one little thing I just noticed now is that he learned a thing at school, which is, actually he's learned several of these things, which is when somebody's giving you a hard time, you get real tough, mm-hmm. and you shake yourself. Or you sort of take a stance to show how tough you are, right, Russ? No?
Is that the way kids act when...
No, that's what I do.
Right now he's doing a wave his finger on his nose thing. How do you tease kids, Russ?
They say something bad, like it means to me. I can put my thumb on my nose and wiggle my fingers.
Right. Yeah, but... How do kids at school act when they want to keep somebody from bothering?
Yeah.
Not sure. They probably throw them off.
Say what?
They throw them off.
Mm-hmm. Think so. Now, what are some other values that you learned at school?
Oh,
things
yeah.
you've learned from other kids. What are some things you've learned from the other kids at school?
Probably how to eat barbarian life.
You learned that? When did you learn that?
Sure. Lunch time.
You learned that at lunchtime? And are they pretty much
you
what?
Can see them.
Are they barbarians? Worse than you? Really?
That's when carrots off the table.
Are you?
Pieces of carrots.
Little barbarians, huh? Don't you think they should be sent to the principal for that bad behavior?
Anybody that does that will. Or they'll sit on the steps. And they will go out. No, they'll stay in the lunchroom with them, and they write. No, they go back to them and write.
Right. Well, what about being cool? What kinds of things have you learned at school about being cool? Who's the coolest kid at school?
Oh, I've got one that I know. You should always have something different that nobody else in the whole entire school has.
What's that you should have?
For me, an addiction to coke.
Exactly.
Oh, an identity.
Mm-hmm. What is it besides coke?
I'm small.
Small.
But Jay is pretty small too.
Mm-hmm.
Jay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what other kinds of identity do the other kids have?
Adam strong.
Mm-hmm.
Steven's fast.
Uh-huh.
Tony Santos behaves like a little worm.
Mm-hmm.
Real funny. You should have seen him.
I know.
Just one time, when we had a substitute gym teacher, after lunch we couldn't go out because it was raining.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we played 7-Up, and then he was getting yelled at. He was saying, come on, Holly. Pick Holly. Come on.
Yeah.
It is wimpy. What?
Guy 6-1.
Downstairs or upstairs?
Down here.
Why is it wimpy?
Every time I put lots of water in it, mm-hmm. it just spills.
It is true, that sink.
It comes all up places.
It was made for pretty little ladies who were being very dainty. It wasn't made for young boys.
It was made for guests.
Mm-hmm.
Who
Not the not
wash
their
fingertips.
Like this.
Whose fingertips are not dirty, but they rinse them anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And then they blot them on a little hand towel. And
now, Mark, you interrupted.
In other words, we're barbarian, Mike.
Rob, you didn't have to be quite so crude.
Yeah.
You could have been a little bit finer about that because, you know, other people do have feelings. You know that? You know about feelings?
I said me and him.
You have feelings too? No, I mean, you're a barbarian too, Mike. Okay. So you're not trying to just insult him. Now let me ask you, have you noticed any large difference between the values of the children at school and the values that you've taught at home? You think there's any big difference?
Are they different from us?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
No.
They're a lot different.
How? In what way?
He says with his mouth full.
What are some of the differences? Do a tape recorder. Ross is chewing now. Take it easy. Don't rush. Don't want you to choke.
Things I don't do that I know my parents don't like.
Would like
me to do, like my independent work.
And what is the reason why you don't do your independent work?
Well, that's one of the things I don't want me to do.
That's because of goofing off, right? Yeah. Okay, and what else do you do that your parents wish you wouldn't do? What is there? Are there any things that you do at school that your parents wish you wouldn't do? For example, do you fight with children?
No.
Do you fight with children?
In class, by accident, I burn.
Do you play soldiers? You say, excuse
me?
Nobody expects that.
Yeah.
We do at home. We expect it at home.
Excuse me.
I didn't make any noise.
You're still supposed to say, excuse me.
So.
How about using your brain? One thing your parents want you to do is use your brain. Do you do that at school?
Yeah, I do it.
You do? Okay. How about violence? Do you engage in violence at school? Like playing war games? Do you play war games?
Well, not exactly. We play armor attack. You see, we put our elbows to our chest and ram into each other.
Oh, that's just roughhouse. It's called roughhouse. Okay, let's
and
not
we
sure.
And sometimes play
Sadako. You don't play Russians versus
Sadako and I, we play, we have to throw each other down on the ground. Well, it's sort of like wrestling. We have to get each other down on the ground.
Yeah.
We roll around on the ground.
I don't want you to pretend like you're attacking the Russians. Is that silly? Why was that silly, Ron? Why? That's so funny.
You wouldn't laugh.
What?
You wouldn't laugh. You'd laugh if you went to the same school I did.
Why? What happens at that school?
Like if anybody, like, somebody's like some Adam, is standing, well, he was acting up, he had to stand at the sink and laugh.
Yeah.
And everybody was watching him, and they all laughed. Everybody, even me. It took real long.
What did he do wrong? Why did they laugh?
Because he was laughing, he was like,
oh, I see. So there's a lot of giggling. It sounds like the kids have a lot of fun giggling. Do they have a lot of fun at East One? Would you say you have fun there, or is it a pretty dull place?
Hey. Dull except for gym and time to go, when we go out after lunch.
Otherwise, it's just dull still.
But, no. Not
really. Sabbath. What about when
you mess up?
Oh, yeah?
I have to always get Holly for it.
What about when you goof off to an independent study? Is that right?
I have an interesting idea. Next time Sabbath wants you to go on a message. Go.
I'll
say. Take a message for
him. I'll say, do it yourself, lover boy.
No, say, sure, and then run off, and then don't ever come back.
I sit right in front of him.
Oh, you mean he does this in school while the class is going? Oh, my gosh.
I don't know how Mrs. Kuczynski puts up with that kind of thing.
Yeah, he sounds like a pain in the neck.
He is.
Now, do you think that it's good to have Tony as your best friend?
He's not a bad kid.
You mean he's a nice
guy? I mean as a friend.
As a friend, he's pretty good. But what about his behavior?
As a lover boy, I hate it.
You mean all that hooked Holly stuff, right?
Yeah.
Pretty pain in the neck.
When he was going to give her a gold, 9-carat gold chain, I said, if I were you, I'd just give her a bear tooth.
You know what I think?
What?
I think he thinks he's a Latin lover. Sabato probably thinks he's a Latin lover.
And Holly didn't want the chain. He gave it to her and she gave it right back.
Oh, yeah?
She nearly threw it in the garbage room. Broke it.
Aw, he must have felt terrible.
Oh, yeah.
He really loved her, didn't he?
Oh, Dad! Oh!
Doesn't he really love her?
Word. I need that word.
Well, now, wait a second. Does he love her or doesn't he?
Yeah.
Well?
Nearly everybody in the whole school likes her.
Really?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
And some of them like her little sister, Nicole.
Nicole. Thank you.
Yeah.
Popular. Who else does everybody love?
Isn't there any other girl?
Nobody. Except Mike and Missy have something going on.
Mike and Missy?
Yeah, Mike get big.
Uh-huh. That's nice. How about Jamie? Whatever happened to Jamie?
Jeremy Lou likes her.
Was Jeremy in your class?
Yeah. But she's not, thank goodness.
What do you think is going to happen?
Because if Mike was in my class, because Missy is, then it would be even more trouble. He'd think I was his messenger boy. And then, Jeremy Lou would think I, and if Jamie was in my class, Jeremy Lou would think I was his messenger boy too.
Boy, yeah.
It would be Uggsville.
Yeah, you'd be running messages back and forth between lovers.
Yeah.